Live. You can bring up anything. Dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features we have there free. Site is free for you. That's the way a talk show website should be. So that's the way I made mine. You can go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the archives and enjoy the live streams. And the main feature of the site actually allows you, the listener, to control the content of the website. And it's frequent that we will actually talk about the top stories there, which are created and picked by listeners like you. We'll talk about some of those. In fact, one of them that was, I don't know if it was at the top, it was kind of midpoint down the page, but it caught my eye, was a man in North Carolina, Durham, North Carolina, has been arrested because he dared to operate a hot dog stand without a permit. Just a horrible, horrible, vicious criminal. Let me give you a little bit of background information here. I've actually reached out to this guy, Stephen Pruner, and I found him on Facebook and sent him a message, so maybe we'll actually get him on the show. I don't know if he's currently in jail. I doubt it. I mean, they arrested him and charged him with operating a business without a license, and two counts of that. But there's two stories over at WRAL.com out of Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina, where two Durham hot dog vendors working in the same spot across from Duke University Hospital have a major beef with each other and want the other one to move, but neither is budging. At the corner of Irwin Road and Fulton Street, David Leeds and Stephen Pruner fight for customers. Pruner, who owns Outlaw Hot Dogs, says, "I have the best hot dog in Durham." His competitor, Leeds, who owns Dave's Quickie Dog, says, "I'm a heck of a friendly guy. I look forward to doing business with you." Pruner was the first to put his cart at the corner, so the illegal vendor was there at the corner first, and then the legal guy showed up. Pruner doesn't have a permit. He said, "I've been working on this corner, building business relationships and selling hot dogs for 3 months." Leeds, the permitted vendor, who says the location is one of the finer corners for selling hot dogs in all of Durham, decided to put his cart there too, but with the vending permit. He said, "I understand the need for the law. The fact that it is a law makes me do it, because I am a law-abiding man."
I'm a little scared.
Pruner says he believes the requirements to get the proper certification are too burdensome and violate the state constitution. He particularly doesn't agree with the state rule that says vendors have to be affiliated with a permitted kitchen, like a restaurant. So apparently just having a hot dog cart and whatever the investment is to get one of those carts isn't enough. You actually have to have your own restaurant, some sort of permitted business facility to create food in order to even sell something out of a hot dog cart.
Yeah, they got to make sure you're using that $10,000 vent hood that's all stainless steel and has the grease catch in it and all that stuff.
To boil hot dogs.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, it's, you don't know the dangers involved in cooking hot dogs, Mark, obviously.
In cooking what has already been cooked. And when you buy hot dogs, it's been cooked once already. You're just heating them up.
Oh.
Delicious nitrites.
"I'm fighting for freedom," said Pruner, "and the right for every citizen to work. It's really a prohibition against starting this job." And he's absolutely right about that. Pruner has had several run-ins with the city and county and was ordered to stop operating, but he ignored the orders and renamed his business Outlaw Hot Dogs.
I love it.
This guy is great. The county health department is in the process of getting an injunction against Pruner. This is the first article in the series. This one came out October 26th. And then there was another one, I think, that hit today or yesterday. Pruner, let's see. "The rules are what they are," said Durham County's food and lodging supervisor, Mark Mayer.
What'd he say?
"We don't really have the luxury of debating the rules that are enforced." Some of, this typical government answer is, this is our system, and we got nothing to say about it. We're going to just crush you under our boot. Yeah. We don't have to debate. We've got the guns. We've got the cages. Because they can't debate, because there's really nothing they can say that can defend against the truth. And the truth is, government licensing is all about protecting the existing businesses. And that's exactly what is portrayed here in this particular case, where you've got two hot dog vendors, both of them with similar equipment, one of them with a permit, the other without. What happened to the one that didn't have the permit?
And don't forget, the one was there first. The one without the permit was there first.
Well, that's true.
And that, you know, I think that's an important part of this equation. You know, homesteaded it.
You know, and once I was watching a video where they were talking about how government gets in the way. It was an animated deal on Facebook. And One of the things they had was somebody going out and doing vending just like this. And it eventually got to the point where after you jump through all of these hoops that they've set up for you, then you get to enter the lottery to see if you're one of the lucky winners who gets a permit to go out on the sidewalks. And this is all...
After the hoops.
Yeah. Wow. This is all just a case of, you know, the government mismanaging public property. Another tragedy of the commons where they can't have come up with a fair way to decide, well, who can, you know, who can run a hot dog stand on 22nd Street and also on, 32nd. And instead, they come up with these silly games and so forth, whereas the property owners themselves could make these decisions, could decide, along with the market, what the community is willing to support and what's going to be seen as bothersome and what's going to be seen as acceptable. There's no reason for any of this. It's just for them to maintain their control and power over others.
Well, that is the reason. The reason is we're in charge. We will come up with arbitrary rules so you can pay us and you can jump through
in
our
order
hoops.
In order to circumvent those rules. Because you currently have one guy who can't do it and one guy who can, and that's because somebody's paid the bribe.
That's right. The news reporters here at WRAL asked some of the customers what they thought about this, and as usual, the responses were varied. According to the regulars, Pruner's regulars say they don't see the need for a permit. Customer Calvin Perkins says, I trust him. We had a long talk. He was in the Navy, so he's pretty much clean. Others disagree, including one of Leeds' customers, Telly Sattini. She or he said, if you are licensed, I know you are legal and that you go through the proper channels.
And what the hell does that mean?
It means nothing. It doesn't say anything about the safety of the food. It doesn't say anything about his ability to deliver a quality product. It just says he went through the proper channels. And so that makes that customer feel safe, even though there's no guarantees that you're going to get sick from the unlicensed vendor and you're not going to get sick from the licensed vendor. People get sick from licensed food operations
all the time.
Yeah, I mean, they had the 500,000 eggs destroyed a while back, and they had sent inspectors out there zero times over the last year. Mm. And, people think that the government's out there protecting these guys. No, they're setting up a racket where these corporations and big pharma and the big business can get in there, get away with whatever they need, start stacking regulations to benefit them, because oftentimes their board members will just take over the regulatory agencies that are regulating them in the first place. And it's just such a ridiculous system.
So the update came out, it was the next day, the 27th of October, the WRAL.com ran an update. Apparently, it was Wednesday of last week when Stephen Pruner, the owner of Outlaw Hot Dogs, was arrested and charged with two counts of operating a business without a license. He had put his cart there 3 months ago, and they'd ordered him to stop operating several times. He ignored those orders, renamed his business Outlaw Hot Dogs. He said the requirements are too burdensome. So I've reached out to him. Hopefully we'll be able to get him on the show. Because I'm curious, did they take his cart? They arrested him,
but did they put him in jail?
Yeah, I would doubt they put him in jail. I'd imagine they arrested him, took him down for processing, and then released him with a citation. But what about his hot dog cart, and what is he planning on doing now? Hopefully he'll get back in touch with me. He was pretty easy to find on Facebook. I found a number that was his same name in North Carolina, but I don't think it was the same guy. So we got our fingers crossed. Hopefully we'll be able to talk to him, because I love talking to heroic agorist disobedience like this. I mean, not only is this guy an agorist in that he's doing business without government permission, but he's doing it openly. He's doing it on the corner of the street in obvious defiance of whatever arbitrary rules the government folks have created. So that's civil disobedience, and I love talking to folks with that level of courage, because I hope it encourages other people to, you know, do their business without asking for permission. I'm proud to say that Free Talk Live is completely unlicensed. We did not ask anybody's permission to do this radio show.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like we're standing in defiance of any licensing out there.
I don't know what the rules are for the New Hampshire and the business regulations and stuff like that here. I have no clue.
Couldn't say.
Well, let's go to the phones and the fun. You can bring up what you want. Jack is in Maine listening to WEGP. Hello, Jack.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
It's good to hear you. It's the first time I've actually had a chance to listen to you.
Oh, excellent.
Sounds pretty cool.
Well, I know you've got something to say, and we're hitting the break. So if you'll hang on, Jack, we will bring you back. Can you do that? Can you? I hope. Hang on, Jack, and your calls as well. 800-259-9231. Plus, Stan's going to tell us why government is good. Coming up here in a little bit. Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Living Healthy Naturally. with information and advice on how to improve your health and wellness with natural remedies and nutritional healing. Here's renowned naturopathic doctor and certified nutritionist, Dr. Lindsay Duncan.
I'm often asked by my clients about superfruits, those exotic fruits that are dynamos of nutrition that everyone is talking about these days. One of the best of these miraculous fruits that is getting a lot of attention and notoriety is called acai, which is known as the beauty berry. The acai berry naturally contains omega-3, 6, and 9 fatty acids, protein, and how many fruits can say they contain protein? Acai also contains fiber, anthocyanins, and a host of other very powerful nutrients. It is truly worthy of the title of a superfruit. Because acai berries are impossible to obtain at your local grocery store, Genesis Today has created a great-tasting juice that contains this wonderful superfruit and a host of other nutrients in a healthy, delicious juice. It's called acai berry juice, and it provides all the benefits of the acai berry in every 8-ounce serving. Drink a glass of delicious acai berry juice, and you'll be getting everything you need for a healthy body.
To learn more about living healthy, naturally, and acai berry juice, please visit genesistoday.com. Acai berry juice is available in the refrigerated section next to the OJ at all Walmart, Sam's Club, and Super Target locations.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing ClipHanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. ClipHanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, ClipHanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, ClipHanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with ClipHanger. ClipHanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your ClipHanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing ClipHanger and the ClipHanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your ClipHanger today.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so do enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, features there, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They're right there on the front page. Last week's worth of the program is there. Plus, if you want, you can go back even further, all the way back to late 2006, if you click into the archives section. All of those archives brought to you free, courtesy of HostGator.
HostGator.freetalklive.com. They're a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name or .anything, .us, .whatever. Just go over there, create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. They've got thousands of templates. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, they're the experts. They can help you. And if you use the portal that we've created, HostGator.freetalklive.com, you'll get your first month completely free. It's HostGator.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231. Back to your phone calls about what you want. Jack is in Maine listening to WEGP in Presque Isle. Hey, Jack.
Hey, I wanted to comment on the subject you were speaking of earlier about the licensing.
Yes, sir.
I'll give you a little
hot dog.
A little
vendor has been
arrested.
I just
call all the time.
I was just trying to bring folks up to speed. It was a hot dog vendor in North Carolina who was arrested last week for daring to sell hot dogs without a permit. Go ahead with your thoughts.
It's the whole licensing issue. By implication, if you have a license to do one thing, then you can't do anything else because you don't have a license for it. As a massage, I do massage, and I do some adjustment stuff, and I'm a nutritional consultant, and I get the question all the time, do you have a license, or are you certified, or what's your license in? And I tell them, if I had a license to do this one thing, then by implication, I couldn't be doing this other thing that's helping you more. So the license is an impediment to helping the individual.
So you're saying, like, hold on, dude, let me just make sure we're clear here. So you're saying if you had a license as, say, a massage therapist, then you couldn't go and advise them on diet, nutrition, and that sort of thing?
Right, right.
Okay.
Are you sure? I'm sure the government would. Wait a minute. If the government won't sell you multiple licenses, I would imagine they'd be happy to have you pay them multiple bribes.
But by implication, if you don't have one, then you have to go and get the whole process.
Right. So it's okay. Just like once you step into their trap, you know, once you go and apply for the business license, then you're subject to all the regulations and so forth because you went and asked that permission.
Exactly. So to step into that nightmare, it gets worse and worse as these gentlemen with the hot dog stands found out real quick.
So what about you? I mean, does this, if you're operating without a license, have you had anyone threaten you? Has anybody gone to the state government agents and threatened to snitch you out, or have you had any trouble?
There's been a few small issues, but I kind of put the fire out real quick when I tell them they can go ahead and sue me because I'm bulletproof. I don't own anything. Take whatever you want. I've got an 89 Chevy pickup that's in the field. If you want it, you can have it.
Yep, there it is.
They can take your massage table, right? I mean, that's about it.
Take that.
Thanks for sharing that tonight. Anything else, Jack, that's on your mind?
We have a great event coming up tonight, I hope, in Maine. Paul Page is going to be the next governor of Maine. We're going to have a constitutional governor, and we're going to have a constitutional sheriff in Aroostook County.
I'll believe it when you guys repeal the fireworks ban. Jack?
We got plenty of fireworks up here, pal.
Yeah, right.
They don't have fireworks laws up in the county. I mean, for God's sakes, that place is larger than Connecticut. And
the county that's
the largest county east of the Mississippi.
Yeah, I mean it's bigger than the state of Connecticut. It's gigantic.
It's just interesting when you drive into Maine from New Hampshire, they actually have signs up on the side of the road that threaten you regarding fireworks in the state of Maine. It's just an incredibly prohibitive place towards fireworks. So, do you have to smuggle them in up there?
That's because down when you first come into Maine, you're really in a suburb of Massachusetts. We kind of disavow the whole southern part of the state.
Nice.
Yeah, they call them, you know, that's just there to keep the Flatlanders out of the upper portions of the state, which are more free.
That's right.
Well,
that's
thanks for the info.
You know,
and,
about 12 years ago, there was actually a move to split Maine into two states.
I support it.
That'd be great. Yeah,
I support
now,
it.
If you guys go and do that, how are they going to put 51 stars on the flag? I mean, you just cannot make 51 stars
just
look right.
Just secede. That would work.
They'll just split one in half.
just forget about
starting. We're not proud.
Forget about starting a whole new state. Just, you know, secede off Aroostook County into its own country, and then, you know,
we were talking about that with New Brunswick.
Or maybe y'all could join New Hampshire or something like that.
Other counties wanted to come because they wanted to get the heck away from Portland and Augusta.
Well, let us know if actually anything significant changes, because what politicians say versus what they do is a whole other story. And I thank you, Jack, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Of course, it is election night, and people all around the country are getting their hopes up. They're hoping their man or woman will win, and of course,
I can't say I'm not hoping. I've got the little page open right here to CNN. I'm watching the numbers.
But I don't think anything's going to change. Like, nothing significant is going to change. In general, I'm not under the illusion or the delusion that if my guy wins, and I don't even have any guys in this race, I have a few preferences, but I'm not excited about any of them.
Yeah, so. I don't have any. There's nobody out there that I'm like, now that guy's got to win.
Yeah.
I'm really hoping
that...
What
about John Dennis? He could...
Yeah, well, I'm talking about the ones that I voted for. John Dennis would be great.
He's the guy that's running against Nancy Pelosi.
I'm for whomever
is
running...
A really liberty-oriented guy.
Yeah, he's down... He's there in San Francisco. I'm for who's ever running against Charlie Crist in Florida. let's see. What other races am I watching?
Cares.
I care about whether or not the Libertarians get 4% in the state of New Hampshire.
So, so a lot of people around the country eagerly waiting the results as though it's going to change anything. 1-800-259-9231. I know, Sam, you had some comments on voting tonight.
Yeah, you know, we had talked about this last week, Mark, and you gave me some things to think about in regards to voting and kind of this whole process. Do I vote? Do I not vote? It's not really something that I believed in, and, you know, you actually brought up the point that statistically voting is very insignificant.
It's almost extraordinarily insignificant act, and it's likely that all the votes that I cast today, there are probably close to a dozen of them in different races, that it's unlikely that any of them will, it's likely that none of them will count for that one vote that breaks the tie, and that's the only vote that really counts.
And that is what got me thinking about, you know, why have I given up on politics and voting and the whole idea of it? And it's that sums it up perfectly right there, because it's not about voting. What are politicians always out doing? Shaking hands,
kissing babies,
meeting people, kissing babies,
telling
people
lots of
what they want to hear in order to encourage them to go out and vote. So the act of voting itself is not really statistically significant. What's significant is, are you willing to go out and encourage other people to buy into the propaganda, to go out and vote, to go out and, you know, use this system to make a difference? And I don't... That's not what I want
to
do.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about it. Of course, you can also bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of these airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
GCN and Battery Station are proud to participate in the 8th Annual Christmas Drive for the Troops. This year, we're sponsoring the 171st Alpha Troop Ghost Squadron Sniper Unit high up in the mountains of Afghanistan. The conditions will be cold and miserable for these terrorist hunters this Christmas, but we aim to provide these fine troops with the best Christmas possible. A list can be found at batterystation.com. That includes simple items like gloves, socks, unscented bar soap, toothbrushes, and other necessities. To see a list of more desired items or to make a donation, go to batterystation.com or call 417-257-7799 for more information on how to contribute and help show the 171st Alpha Troop that they may be thousands of miles away in the hills of Afghanistan, but they remain close to our hearts. GCN and Battery Station appreciate everyone's help letting the 171st know how much we care, and thank you from the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Your vehicle will have more horsepower,
30% or more.
Your vehicle will run smoother, quieter, and more efficiently,
like a high-performance sports car.
And you will save money on gas.
When you use Edge.
When you want to save at the pump and help clear up our skies, get EDGE, Environmental Device Gas Efficiency. This message started with bold claims.
And we can back up every one.
Go to QuickEdge.com to learn more now.
Spelled KWIKEDGE.com.
Edge is a revolutionary, easy, and inexpensive new energy delivery system that can lower auto emissions within minutes. Many drivers who use Edge have experienced an increase in their vehicle's fuel economy.
And it lasts for 3 years.
Make a difference in the world environment starting with your vehicle and get an unconditional money-back guarantee when you buy the Edge at QuickEdge.com or call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278. Or go to KWIKEDGE.com.
Another fine quality product from Energetic Interactions.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifiers are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you will find there free. Our bulletin board system is one of them. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners at bbs.freetalklive.com. As I mentioned, SACL CAI brings this show to you. Mark, what about them?
Well, I was actually going to respond to Sam's comment here and mention the principal there of SACL CAI, Jason Osborne. He had a Facebook update here the other day.
Moved to New Hampshire last week.
Right, he did. But more importantly, what we were saying here is he said that he wasn't going to vote today. And if you lose the election by one vote, he promises to buy you a beer.
Anybody,
whomever it is that might be his friend on Facebook.
Gotcha.
And Sam was addressing this issue of sort of it is pointless to go. It is statistically insignificant to go out and vote. And I, of course, agree. And I get on my nationally syndicated radio program, and I tell people every chance we get that voting is a statistically insignificant act. And I don't mind saying that. I don't get out here and say, go out and vote. It's very important. If you don't vote, you can't complain. So, if you don't want to go out, if you don't want to vote, that's fine. I think that if there's the... I think that taking the principled stand that voting is bad, I don't know, that doesn't really ring true for me. If there's a Liberty candidate out there, I think you should, do something for him. We've all moved to New Hampshire for a reason.
Yeah, I think, voting, to say it's bad, that puts a judgment on the person, and that's something I don't agree with. I would take the same position you'd have towards me. If you want to go out and vote, hey, knock yourself out, have fun with it. It's not something I believe in. Thank you very much.
Well, even some of the more, principled anarchist types out there, like George Donnelly at georgedonnelly.com, he has come around to accepting the idea of voting. He originally was very against it, and then apparently it was actually Lysander Spooner that convinced him that there's nothing inherently wrong or violent or endorsing about this, you know, endorsing of the system regarding voting. I haven't read the essay myself by Spooner, but it's just interesting that even somebody who has gone so far as to, you know, dissuade or, you know, to disassociate oneself from the system entirely and not vote at all actually has come back into, I don't know if he is voting, but he doesn't have the same...
he certainly has that sound.
He doesn't have that same vitriol toward the process that that he had in the past. That's my understanding of what he's written on Facebook. He can certainly call in to clarify.
Yeah, it's, you know, I guess the way I think about it is mostly it doesn't count, but it's a lottery. So it's sort of, you know, you could have that vote that counts. And the smaller the election is, the more likely that is to be an issue. And I always bring up this example because it happened to me. It's real life. If you're tired of hearing the example, hey, find an example
fire
that happened
story.
To you
Here
that's real
go.
Life. It's not a fire truck. It was a
whatever.
Road, it was a road truck. But it passed by one vote. And
you were out of town.
I was out of town. Oh. I didn't make it. If my wife and I had been there, it would have been voted
doing
down.
Something even more pointless than voting. You were out begging for permission from the governor of Florida at the time for a pardon.
I guess, when you're dealing with these things, it's a lottery issue. You, my friend, have more freedom than I do because of the fact that you haven't been convicted of a felony. If you wish, in the state of New Hampshire, you can walk around with a gun on your hip, and nothing's going to happen to you. If I do that, I'm going to prison for 10 years.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
That's how long it is. So
it's crazy.
It's all about weighing what it's worth to you.
I thought you were going to do some disobedience on that one of these days.
Well, I don't know, man. I mean, do you want me to? You want your business partner to put his freedom for 10 years on the line for it?
It's pretty crazy.
I don't know. Maybe it's worth it. Maybe it's not. But I'd rather see what happens with some free staters getting into the House before I go doing that. Plus the fact if I do get arrested, I'm never going to get a pardon.
And we'll let you know how that goes because there are a handful, maybe what is it like eight or a dozen liberty activists that are making runs.
So we'll get a report here tomorrow.
State House.
But see, Mark, this isn't really addressing what my concern is to begin
with.
Hold
that concern. If you don't mind, we're going to go to the phones and the fun. Robert is in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark.
Hello?
Hey, Robert. You're on the Amp Lines. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I just want to talk about voting. I like it so much, I actually did it twice this year.
Well, you are in Illinois.
What do you mean by
that?
Yeah,
about 6 months ago, I moved to West Virginia. That's actually where I found you guys. And I moved to West Virginia at a job. I had to go through the government paperwork to get a bunch of stuff, and I signed up for a voter registration card over there. And actually, about last week, I moved back to Illinois, and I early voted before I left because I wanted to make sure I voted there. And I just figured I got here, and I'm like, my voter registration is still pretty good here, so I just voted here.
Nice.
And I went and voted, so I got to vote twice.
Now, you didn't vote for the there was never an opportunity to vote for the same person more than once. So you essentially you voted in your old place and then you voted in the new place. And to me, that's legitimate. I always wonder.
Yeah, technically, it's not fraudulent in that case.
Yeah, I always wonder what's the situation with somebody who, for instance, like me, I own a business that is in one town and I live in another town. Now, I don't have to pay the rent in the same way that other folks do, but I'm peripherally on this issue. Why is it that a business owner who lives in one town and has a business in another doesn't get to vote in the town in which he has a business? I mean, he's got even more of an interest in that town than the average person, but they won't let him vote. But they'll tax him.
Robert, any other thoughts you want to share?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to David in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hi.
Hey, David. What's on your mind?
I voted today. I don't know. You guys like talk about the principles about stuff, and I don't know. I just would think, if someone who has these principles and everything and says and advocates not voting, then a lot of people might say, well, I like them and I like their principles, so I won't vote either, and then no one will vote to endorse those principles.
Well, David, when I say that I don't vote in the political process. And this was part of the conversation that we had last week, is you know, when I make a video and put that together, or like the Eli Rivera short that I did showing him telling me to scream louder and jerking me around.
Yeah, I put that video all over the place.
That's my vote. Do you think that influenced people and changed their minds?
I'm hoping he loses.
Well, you know, you didn't address David's objection, which is that, you know, he's concerned that if a bunch of people stop voting, then nobody will vote in a positive manner. I mean, the man you mentioned is a guy that has a tendency towards violence, losing his temper. He's running for sheriff against an incumbent who nobody really knows anything about. But I figure that's a good thing that you don't know anything about him, because he hasn't done anything particularly harmful.
We should know something about him, but we don't, and that's good.
At least. And so, you know, I went and I voted against I voted for the incumbent today. And if enough people decided to opt out of voting, then maybe the other guy would end up getting elected. I totally share David's concerns. I don't think voting is a solution, but I think it's a valid defensive measure to some extent against the, you know, what could be the maximum level of violence that the system could attain through the most through the most egregious people getting involved. If we want things to change,
also it's a twisting of the language. Sam, I've got a chip clip in my hand. This isn't my puppy. Okay? Like, the video you made is your video, and your voting is your voting. And when you call your video of your voting, then what have you got?
Okay, no. You guys are missing the whole paradigm shift that I'm talking about completely. What you're actually advocating, Ian, by saying, well, if people didn't vote, then, you know, the bad guys would get in, and we got to stop the bad guys. You know, you're actually encouraging people to go out and believe in the system and vote in it and use it, and offering them some hope that it can change things for the better. And, you know, to some extent, you can reduce the level of harm.
That's all I said.
But at the same time, what you're doing, your real impact there is you influencing other people to get involved. What I'm influencing other people to do is to learn and see the system for what it is.
But we're going to have to do more than that, Sam. People are going to have obeying that system.
I agree.
But people just stopping voting is not stopping obeying, and so it will lead to no change except for negative change until
Let the political people handle that.
More coming up. You take control. Thanks, David, for the call. This is Free Talk Live.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off, or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want if you dial in toll-free. It is available to you, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark. Sam is here from ObscuredTruth.com, and there's a new video, Sam, that you have put up. Is it up at ObscuredTruth.com?
It is. It's on the homepage.
Okay. I don't think it's quite yet on your YouTube channel, and that's because you made a video that is intended for, I guess it's a contest that has been put together, and it's you made up a trailer that's all about gold confiscation or silver confiscation.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it's really, I think you did a great job. You and the rest of your crew, because it wasn't just you. With some of the local activists here in the Keene area, including
it's
our
good looking, and the acting's awesome.
Yeah.
It Puke does a great job. Johnny
Luther's
Ray
in there too, yeah. And
what's that?
Luther's in there.
Other co-hosts, yep.
Yep, and the there's a cast of Liberty lovers, and they really just it was fantastic. So people should go and take a look at that at ObscuredTruth.com. Our number here, 800-259-9231, and you can, of course, bring up whatever might happen to be on your mind. Maybe you have been aggressed against by the government folks, and they're taking you to court. What do you do, Mark?
Well, if you're being taken to court and you don't have the money to get an attorney, well, try jurisdictionary.com. It's for people without a lawyer who need to know what's got to be done, and for people that have lawyers in order to make sure that their lawyer's doing the right thing. It's affordable when you compare it to, say, the cost of just sitting to chat with a lawyer for an hour. It's not just for traffic tickets, for every kind of level of the court system. It can be used in just about any country. They've got customers all over the world, Canada, England, Ireland, Australia, New Zealand, India, Puerto Rico. And there's just it's just too many people out there that are being destroyed by members of the lawyer in profession, and that's why the guy who started jurisdictionary.com started it. Go check them out. Their a complete 4-CD course can be viewed in a single weekend, and it can the average eighth grader would understand it. Jurisdictionary.com.
Well, as expected here tonight, the election night across the country. The issue of voting has reared its ugly head yet again here on Free Talk Live, and the usual breakdowns between the hosts here are occurring. Sam is on the left corner. Yeah, Sam is on the side of not voting whatsoever. And Mark and myself, I would consider myself a reluctant voter. I vote.
I don't like that. I'm not for the system of voting. I'm not for the violence that is propagated
nor
on people
I.
by the government.
And nor but do I consider my vote an endorsement of the system or an endorsement of the violence.
No.
It's a defensive measure to attempt to minimize the amount of violence that is committed against people. And
right. I'm against violence. I will use whatever tool I can to make that violence stop. I'm not for people doing crimes with handguns. However, if I saw somebody going to commit a terrible, terrible crime against a bunch of people or something, I might use a handgun to stop them.
I'm not under the delusion that my vote is going to significantly change the system or that the system will significantly change even if the so-called right people win, whatever that means. I don't think most of the right people are running for political office, and I don't think you can be really, in many ways, the right person and run for political office because of the things we've talked about with politicians being sociopaths and you know, political power, positions of power attracting the sociopathic and the dangerous psychos out there. So I'm certainly not enamored by the system, but I acknowledge that people believe in it. And regardless of what I choose, regardless of whether I vote or not, the system will continue to propagate itself as long as people believe in that system. And I don't think that you have to believe in the system to vote, in the same way that you don't have to believe in the system to pay taxes either. And the fact is, all of these big, principled, liberty-minded people who are so principled that they don't vote, they still pay taxes, most of them do. And so don't tell me that you're doing anything by not voting if you're still paying taxes. They like to tout this non-voting thing as this badge of honor that they're so principled that they don't vote. Well, show me how principled you are and stop paying taxes, and then I'll consider you principled. Until then, you're just somebody who's doing nothing. Now, I'm not saying you aren't doing anything in any area, but if you're still paying, and you're still obeying, you're still pulling licenses, you're still jumping through regulatory hoops, you're still paying every single tax they're demanding of you, then you aren't doing anything to stop the government, are you? Or you're not doing much to improve your own life in that particular case.
And that's where I'd say that I don't fall into that category.
No, you're busy.
I mean, the what you guys are trying to say, or what I'm hearing or feeling, is like I have to go in and physically vote in the on the ballot and fill out their little form, and that my one vote, even though it may be statistically insignificant, I should have to do that for some reason. And I'm saying no,
you don't have to do anything.
No.
Well,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
What I'm trying to say is, I think I can have a much greater impact by influencing and putting ideas into the heads of the people who are still voting, to get them to see the system as a sham, as a fraud, as a empty promise of, you know, the ability to solve problems for these folks. I think I can have a far greater impact in waking people up and changing the face of the conversation by voting in my way, which is putting videos together, calling into talk radio, doing these things, rather than
it's not voting, but
going to a ballot box and filling out some form.
You're suggesting that they're somehow exclusive, and that's just not the case.
It's not.
I do everything that you do except make really cool videos. But I mean, I communicate with people about how the system's illegitimate and all those things. You can do that and vote. It's not an exclusive situation. And my question to you is just this. There's a race here in town, and you know that it's going to be separated by hundreds of votes, not thousands, not tens of thousands, not millions, but hundreds of votes, and it could very well be that your vote could be the one that results in the difference. When you're talking about hundreds of people separating, hundreds of votes separating, your chances are far greater than the lottery, and the results could be terrible. This guy, Eli Rivera, who was the prosecutor in your case and many other Liberty Lovers cases, could be the sheriff, and that would give him the keys to the county jail. He decides who gets out and when, and he could just run that thing like a stalag if he wished to do that.
I don't know if that's true. The sheriff, I don't know if the sheriff can order people in and out of jail.
The sheriff, highest law enforcement official in the county.
He has a certain level of power. You can believe he can order people in and out.
I'm not sure about that. I'd have to double check on that.
Fine
one.
And dandy. Do you think that it's going to be better or worse if he gets in?
I think it'd be worse.
Fine.
Clearly.
And my question is, why would you subject yourself to that if your vote could be the difference? And there's, you know, it's one chance in hundreds that it could be.
Wait, I didn't subject myself to that. The people who are holding up the system are the ones forcing it upon me.
They're going to force it on you one way or the other, dude. They're going to force the foot or Rivera on
you. So I'm going to strike at the root of the problem and reach out to the people who still believe in that system, reach out to the ones who are apathetic,
you can still
and get them to understand that this is not the answer.
You can still do that. You can do that without taking some kind of principled stand against voting. I'm willing to take a practical stand against voting, but not a principled one.
If all of this could change in 24 hours, then that would be great. Like, if Sam, you can, I think you're right, you can clearly do more with your talents than you can by casting a ballot. There's no doubt about that. But as Mark says, you can do both, and the system and people's minds are not going to change tomorrow, and they're not going to change in a week, and they're not going to change in a month. It's going to take a long time. These changes, I mean, maybe eventually we'll hit a certain point of saturation where it really jets up in its popularity, where the ideas of liberty really jet up in popularity,
and
we hit a certain point where people find courage because they've been inspired by other people that are kind of leading the way and showing people how to say no and to disobey and all of that. So if we could change folks next week, you know, if your message or our message could change folks next week into a, you know, Cheshire County, New Hampshire, into this county full of disobedience and non-cooperatives and people that are just not going to go along with the system anymore, then I'd say, yeah, by all means, let's not vote because it won't matter because we're going to change people's minds and they're going to come on board with the ideas of liberty and start actually acting out the ideas instead of just agreeing with them.
Right.
But that's not a realistic
scenario. Why would you tell
them
not to vote? What would be the reason? I mean, what would be the reason you'd
say? I'm just saying I wouldn't care. If I could change
people. Because it's
not important. Right. Because voting doesn't matter to the whole scheme of what I think we as liberty-minded people are trying to accomplish. If what we want people to do is to come to the conclusion that government is illegitimate and that we don't need it anymore and that we want to move past it, then if that's what we're looking to do, then that's great. I don't think voting is going to be a factor in that.
Right.
What is a factor is those people finding the courage to say no to the government. And if we could inspire that within a short period of time, then that's great. But I likely think that's going to take years to come around to happen, and it's going to require some heartache, and it's going to require some difficulty and some personal, you know, investment and a lot of time and effort. And in the meantime, there is this voting system, and people are still obedient, and people are still, you know, going along to get along, and
right.
In that meantime, I don't see why there's any reason why anybody shouldn't you know at least throw something into that race, because maybe Sam, you would say that you wouldn't feel bad, and maybe you wouldn't, but if Eli Rivera wins the sheriff's race tonight by one vote, will you feel bad that you didn't go out and vote against him?
No,
yeah, okay.
I want to explain when we get back. I'll answer that when we get back.
All right, more coming up here. Hour number two is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're as low as $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com.